Getting through exams is a huge part of childhood, and in order to get to where you want to be, they are essential. First Class Tutors in Skipton provides both one-to-one tuition and group workshops for children aged 7 to 16 in English and maths. I spoke to First Class Tutor Lynn Wilkie.
Well, I've been tutoring for about 7 years. I've been running my own business for about 4. I've been a teacher for over 20 years and I love teaching. And this gives me an opportunity to teach in a different way, because not only am I a qualified teacher, but I am a qualified tutor. And so delivering maths and English in a different way, I just love doing it. Education opens doors. It creates the kind of dreams that you might have. None of that will happen without education, because you need the skills. You need to be able to do maths, to read and write and describe. All those things broaden your horizon and make you achieve what you want, that motivation to be anything you want to be.
So to put First Class Tutors to the test, and to put me to the test, I stepped into the shoes of one of her students.
Well, one of the things that comes up is fractions, decimals and percentages.
I often remember having to look at this like a piece of cake, and you were cutting up bits of cake to give to people.
Yeah, that's a good way. That's a good way of thinking of it, kind of the whole, and making 5 pieces of cake, whether it's 6 pieces of cake, etc.
That's just for me as well, and I'm not sharing that with anybody.
But if we're changing fractions to a percentage, there's a particular way to do it. So how do you change a fraction? How would you do it?
Well, I guess it would depend on what the fraction is. 50% is half, and that's quite simple.
Yeah.
If it was a more complicated fraction, 3/7, I guess I'd kind of think, how many sevens are in 100? How many times do I have to times that by in order to get to 100, and then do the same to number 3?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a reasonably good way of doing it. But there is a particular way that makes it easier if you want.
Okay.
So, for example, if you've got 7/20, we can actually write down a simpler way to do things.
Okay.
You'd need your calculator for this in some ways, mm-hmm. but it's the easiest way to do this. So we put our fraction, which is 7/20.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to write this down, Lynn.
And then we'd put an arrow which would be facing right.
Okay.
And above that arrow, we'd put divide.
Yep.
7/20.
Okay. You're right. I would need a calculator for this.
This would create a decimal, 0.35.
Okay. 0.35. Great.
Yeah. And then we would put another arrow and we would put times by 100. And of course, 0.35 times by 100 makes 35%.
Ah, well, that's very nifty, isn't it? I guess that's a lot. What a lot of maths is about is having sort of sneaky sort of tips and tricks that can make it just so much quicker and so much easier. And
yeah.
that's what you do for children.
Yeah, give the tools to take out the fear.
Hello, I'm George Wilkin and I am 13 years old, and the Lynn Wilkin tutors me for mainly with maths, really, with all the homework I get, and I just think around it really complicated. And then when I go to see Lynn, she just shows me how to do everything really well, and she shows me the easy way around stuff.
I'm Georgia and I'm 19, and I decided to use First Class Tutors with Lynn, as she was such a kind and nice person to speak to. And especially because I hated maths, she was someone that added a bit of fun to it. She made me feel more comfortable and she made it as fun as she could, say it was maths. It was just a bit before GCSEs. It was just like a bit of revision for my GCSEs. I went through stages where I was so unmotivated with maths and I just needed help to get back up to where I should be. In lessons, I was so bored, and she just managed to just pick me up that a bit more and help me.
How would it work? Say if I come to First Class Tutors, I give you a call in. How does that work? What's the first step and what can I expect?
Well, the first step is we do a free assessment And that free assessment involves an hour of me talking to you and probably your parents as well, and look at the different areas where you are feeling not as confident as you are with other areas. Once we've finished, I've made all the notes. I would say to you, look, I'm going to go away now. I'm going to leave you to think about it. Get in touch with me when you feel that you want to move forward, and we'll do a 6-week plan, which is 6 sessions of an hour each week. And then we will work from there and see how that 6 weeks goes.
And up until you start the actual tutoring, that's free. So that hour consultation, yes. Is people don't have to pay a penny for that.
No. There's no charge for that, because they need to meet me and I need to meet them. And we need to see whether we can work together. And in the end, there's never been anybody who's not wrong, and we've carried on with that tuition. But I also do workshops, which are groups of about 6 students.
Okay.
From this time up to May. 2-hour sessions, and they are very productive as well.
What's the difference? Why would some people choose to do the workshop over having just one-on-one for an hour?
Well, they may not need that constant, concentrated tuition. They may well need just 2 workshops on, for example, a foundation or a higher paper.
When it comes to teenagers in particular, I know you do children as young as 7, but there could be a reluctance to do extra work outside of school, you know? Yeah. They get home and they think, oh, finally, time off. They've already done the homework. How do you, or how do parents encourage them that, yes, this is worth it, come on, buckle down, let's do some more work with first-class tutors?
Yeah, there's always a reluctance, and it's not always teenagers that feel that way. But I do try and make things fun, and I am easy to work with. And in the end, they want this as much as I want them to achieve. And I think they realise that, and it always works. I don't know why, but it just does.
If you'd like to get in touch with Lynn and the First Class Tutors team in Skipton, you can get in touch by emailing, calling or on Facebook. Just search online for First Class Tutors Skipton. And for everyone going through GCSEs, 11+ or any other exams in 2018, good luck.